Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager as we talk about the new Waters of the U.S. rule in just a moment.
There are no typical growing seasons. Each brings different challenges. So what if this year you do something different? Like stepping up to proprietary C2 fertilizer technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Step up to improved extended nutrient efficiency and plant performance. Step up to better productivity and profitability in your fields. Don't treat it like a typical growing season. Take your fertility program to the next level with C2 technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Talk to your crop consultant or learn more at lpi.ag/step up.
The second annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Heifer Sale will be happening Saturday, April 25th, 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. Over 160 head will sell, including 80 registered Angus and Hereford bulls and 55 registered Angus female lots. And the sale will feature the complete dispersal of the mock Angus herd of Cement, Oklahoma. The dispersal will include cow-calf pairs, bred cows, and heifers. For a sale book, call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. Catalogs will also be available at mcsauction.com.
The Obama-era WOTUS rule is gone. The new Navigable Waters Protection Act is almost the law of the land. Scott Yeager, Chief Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, joined us today to talk about this latest step where the Navigable Waters rule has now been published in the Federal Register and the clock is ticking.
That's right. We've been working towards this for the entire time I've been at NCBA, which has been over 5 years. We've been working on it before that, too. So today marks a day we can put the victory flag in the ground and say we got that issue fixed. There's more to come, of course, as all things in D.C. It seems to be a never-ending cycle. But today marks the day that the Federal Register is finalizing the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, and that is the Trump replacement for the Obama WOTUS rule. It's official. It's in the Federal Register. And it will be effective in 60 days. So if you think 60 days out from today, you're looking on or about June 21st, this new Trump rule is going to become effective law. That's what we get to look forward to. Now, things could happen between now and then that would change that. There's going to be lawsuits. Just about every environmental group out there has indicated that they are going to sue the Trump administration to try to overturn this replacement rule and try to put it back onto the old Obama WOTUS rule. That's their preference. So they're going to try to get it thrown out in court. What could happen in a worst case scenario is 60 days from now, when we get to June 21st, there is a court issued preliminary injunction that would put the new Trump rule on hold during the course of lawsuits. Play it out.
We will be likely hearing from these environmental groups very quickly, though. They'll go ahead, and I'm sure they've already done some shopping for the right court they want to go against the rule on. But they'll be announcing their litigation fairly quickly. Is that true?
Oh yeah, they've already postured to the news outlets that they're going to sue the Trump administration. For them, it's a talking point, right? If you look at the Natural Resources Defense Council's website, they tout how many times they've sued the Trump administration. So for them, it's a fundraising activity. So the more times they can sue the Trump administration, the better it is for them. And this goes right in line with that agenda. So there are going to be a number of environmental activist groups that are suing the Trump administration to overturn this new rule. We are stepping up. And when I say we, I mean that by that, I mean National Cattlemen's Beef Association is stepping up along with a number of other industry groups to defend the Trump administration's action here. And we are in court right now defending the repeal of the 2015 rule. And we will likely be in court defending the replacement here as this gets kicked off. So legal road ahead of us, a court battle. Surely that will lead back to the Supreme Court. But for the time being, we need to be thankful that we've gotten to this point. It's taken almost the entire 4 years of the Trump administration to get here, and that's not by any fault of the Trump administration. It's just the nature of the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., and what needs to be done in order to get a rule like this finalized. It takes a lot of time.
Now, just kind of in a nutshell, tell us what this rule does, especially compared to the old Obama-era rule.
So here's the number one thing, the big difference here, is that the Obama rule regulated just about every waterway feature on your property, even features that may be dry for most of the year. So long as they get rained on or have snow melted and there's water running through that feature once a year, basically, that would be enough to pull it under the Obama-era WOTUS rule. that's a big difference between the Trump rule. The Trump rule categorically excludes all those features. So anything that's only running, you know, because of a rain event or a snow event, those are all out. Those are categorically out. So that means that all these, they're called ephemeral features, all those features now that we had to worry about under the Obama rule are now out of federal jurisdiction. They're no longer under the EPA and the Army Corps' purview. So that's a huge difference. And that's going to mean that a lot of cattle producers and agriculture at large out there is not going to have to worry about any of those ephemeral features on their property being a federal water.
Chief Environmental Counsel of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott Yeager. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fallbred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a good day, everyone. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.